Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
All right, Michelle. So I'm reading in the newspaper that J. Crew, I'm not kidding you, this is totally serious, has just come out with a new clothing size. It's a 000.
No way.
It's a 000.
Well, all right. How do you even get to a 000? Like, you have to be a skeleton.
Well, most women have a number in front of that zero, like a one. I mean, seriously, a 000. And then their excuse was that they had, a lot of people asking for this. Well, are these people anyway? And why is it that women strive to look thinner than normal? And what is normal? What is going on here? Dr. Ann Kearney Cook is a psychologist at the Cincinnati Psychotherapy Institute, which was the first of its kind in providing treatment for eating disorders, body image for over 30 years. Her wonderful book is Change Your Mind, Change Your Body, Feeling Good Again About Body and Self After 40. I've known Ann for years, and she is the go-to person to help us understand this question: why women strive to look thinner all the time, the 000 people. So Ann, welcome to Her Radio, and help us understand this. What is going on here?
Well, I think it starts with the very unrealistic beauty ideals in our country. Most women can never look like these ideals, and I think they, feel bad about themselves. They feel like they don't measure up. And, when you have only 3-4% of the population that could ever look like the ideals, you have, 96-97% of the population who thinks something is wrong. And I think for a woman, females when they're born, even now, we've had many changes, but whole issue of body image we haven't questioned enough. We've questioned about women's role and stereotypes, but we seem to not question the issue of why are we striving to look like ideals that are impossible, that set us up to be exhausted and feel bad. But when a little girl is born, there's a charge around her body. I think the message is where you're going to go in life is based on how you look. Where when a boy is born is where you're going to go in life is based on how smart you are or how much power you can attain right in the world. And so there's a charge around women for their bodies. And when they look out into the world or what the ideals are, it's like looking into a funhouse mirror. It's not close to what people really look like.
Well, and these unrealistic ideals, are perpetrated throughout the media. It's the big message you get. And speaking of media, Michelle, remember when during the Miss USA pageant, and I actually did a Facebook on this, it got something like 30,000 hits. It's insane. It's when Miss Indiana stole the entire buzz when she showed up in a swimsuit and, that dress, the formal dress, right, and showed a body that had curves and that was not the reed thin stick thing that so many people were expecting from the Miss USA. And she was pretty proud of it. She'd been working out and, thought that she wanted those curves to kind of send a message out there. So what's going on with that? It was very interesting. The buzz from Twitter and the rest of it was, wow, someone who looks even more normal. But seriously, she's a size four. She's a four. So what's normal here?
Normal.
I'm all confused. Yeah, what's going on? Help us, Ann.
Well, again, I think that that's shocking if you think about it. A size four. Not many people can be a size four, but when you're in a situation where most of those women are a size zero or a size two, she all of a sudden, in comparison, seems more, bigger, more like the normal person. I mean, again, I think that we have this charge around our bodies. I think, in psychology, there's a theory called social comparison theory. And so you have this charge already as a female around your body, that you have to look a certain way, and then you tend to compare yourself to other people. And again, in that case, when you compare herself to that population, the women in the contest, she is seen as bigger, but she's not. And I think, again, this is how this is like the funhouse mirror. You're looking out there and they're saying, oh, look at her. She's bigger. She's curvier. She's normal. And you're thinking, no, she's not. And so, you know, again, I think we have to, like, the time for change is now. I think as women, we have to really question this. And just like, you know, we, you know, I'm in my late 50s, you know, we questioned gender stereotypes, what women could do, couldn't do. But we've not questioned these ideals, and we haven't said to ourselves, we don't have to try to attain these. We need to be happy with our signature strengths, take care of our body, and get out there and make things happen.
Right. So, and why do you think that, you know, why do you think that the normal weight of women is considered fat, to be fat? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, you should weigh a certain amount. And we know one thing, that the hormones, if you don't have enough fat in your body, your hormones are not going to function properly. That's the first thing that the first place I always go to. But why do we consider, you know, a normal average weight to be fat?
Well, again, I think that it's the ideals we see in the culture. I think it's these expectations, especially, you know, as women get older, that they're supposed to have the same weight they had when they were younger. And, you know, we associate a lot with, if you know, there's been studies to show this, if you're fat, you're lazy, it's a lot of negative characteristics associated with it. If you're thin, you're hardworking, you're organized, which, you know, really, it's just not true.
Right.
And so I think that it's what we're shown out there, the new BMI tables come out. You know, a few years ago, your BMI was in a normal range. The new one comes out, you're now in the fat range.
Right.
You haven't changed. So I think that there's a lot of distortion out there on multiple levels.
And what do you think is the biggest psychological struggle that women especially face trying to look thin? What's their big struggle?
Well, I think what happens is they often feel they don't measure up, they're not good enough, and I think they'll often, you know, go on these extreme diets, they'll starve themselves, and it's like, it's very disempowering for women. Like, I think about how, you know, even back when the flappers in the 20s, when women were gaining more power, all of a sudden a more thin ideal came in to the culture. And it's almost like, you know, if women are getting too much power, if we can get them really obsessed with their looks and give them an ideal they can never attain, it really is a burden. You know, women worry about it. They talk about it. They then, in reaction, sometimes overeat. They give up, feel like something's wrong with them. So I think the psychological burden is very serious. I see women every day who are amazing women who do not feel good about themselves, even though they're amazing women, because they're not a size 8.
Right. Most women don't feel good about themselves, as we, you know there's only 2% that feel good about their that they're beautiful, which is crazy.
And that's why, you know, both Michelle and I recommend that everyone get Dr. Ann Kearney Cook's wonderful book, Change Your Mind, Change Your Body, Feeling Good Again About Body and Self After 40. DrAnnKearneyCook.com is the website. Dr. Ann Kearney Cook, we thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peake, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
And don't strive to look thinner. Be your natural, beautiful self and embrace it. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.